Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited because we got Deborah Fine back on the show. Deborah is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back over 5 years now. She is a self-described engineer, as she says, calls herself, which is kind of unusual for a lady. Most ladies, even if they are engineers, won't admit it. And she is the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. She does a lot of training, a lot of coaching, a lot of speaking on the art of communication, on putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. And she's here to help us with that very thing right now. Deborah Fine, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks. I'm not self-described. That's my path.
You are.
And, you know, the good news is that there are more and more women entering engineering. I think now everyone that's listening knows that I'm older. Thank you for that. In my class in school, there was one other woman, but that was it. And now you'll find a few more. Not a lot, unfortunately. I'm sorry to say, not a lot.
We need more of those, men and women. We don't have enough of those of either gender in America.
We don't. You know, the sciences are just not getting the kind of attention
that
they need.
Why do you think that is?
I do have a son that's a mechanical engineer. Can I just throw that out?
Yep.
And let me also throw out for everyone, he's been gainfully employed, self-supporting from the minute he graduated college with a bachelor's.
Congratulations.
So,
he's off payroll.
Well, I mean, that's a reason enough is that the employment picture, at least in mechanical, looks really, really good. So at least for now, and of course, we're always growing and innovating, and that's what America's all about, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and we need to be doing more of that. So what have you been working on lately?
Well, I'm face-to-face interaction in an online world, Jim. You know, I read your blog about your most recent blog post was about joining a chamber of commerce.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Good. I want to make sure we're on the same
page.
Exactly,
yeah.
And, you know, I read that with interest. I'm always interested in anything you do, Jim, because you're our hero, anybody that owns a small business. And, of course, I'm not on the program because I own a small business, but I own a small business. So everything you do is important to me as a business person. But I agree with you about joining the chamber, but the one thing that people forget about is, yes, you can invest $250. Yes, you should join a chamber of commerce. Yes, all those good things. But now you have to use it properly. Because the one problem that chambers face more than anything, the greatest challenge they have right now and have had for the past, 5-10 years, before the economy even hit bad, the biggest problem they had was the same challenge that churches and synagogues have.
Right.
And that's what this. People join and then they quit. And why do they quit? Because they believe they'll find, in church and synagogue, they believe they'll find fellowship. And as we would expect to find, Rotary, we expect to find fellowship.
Right.
But what happens is we go to chamber meetings. We don't invest the time involved to really make the connections with people. People have to get to know you. You can't just plunk that down, go once a month, and expect business to come walking through your door.
Well, and the thing is if you go to a church and you don't find happiness and you leave, you go to Rotary and you don't find happiness, you leave, you go to Chamber and you don't find happiness and you leave, and you turn around and you say, you know, none of those places helped me. Well, you know what? You took the same baggage to all three places.
Well, and it's not
It's not the organization.
Right.
It's, you know, if you're looking for love, you need to be somebody who's lovable.
Well, it's not only important to be lovable, I think, but it's important to invest time, and it's not just money; it's time. People don't get to know you unless you attend the events, and then take that the next step. You attend the events, you stand over in the corner hoping someone will walk up to you.
Right.
And this is my constant mission with Chambers. You know, when I get hired to speak or train at Chambers, my goal is so members make the most of those opportunities by, if you're going to invest 2 hours of your day attending a networking event, meet as many people as possible without working the room. Working the room is not my favorite thing, because if all you're doing is collecting business cards, or even worse, sticking your card in my face when I didn't ask for it, and then I put on my suit jacket the next day, and that's just a secret between you and I, Jim, that I would wear the same suit jacket the next day. But I don't see the same people the next day, so they don't know.
Yep.
So I pull out all these cards,
and if you haven't spilled salsa on it, you're good.
Who are all these people? because I didn't really have a conversation with them. They just threw their card in my face and said, here's my card, here's my card. So it's really about what I'm, what I'm working on is what I'm always working on, which is that learn how to be great face-to-face. You know, and it's so easy, Jim, as a small business person to just get overloaded with health insurance.
Do you think that that's taken a back seat with all the social media? You think face-to-face is taking a hit?
I mean, I myself, you know, I have assistants, right? Full-time assistants.
Right.
Just to keep up with, you know, some financial things, but also the social media. Just to stay on top of that, it would be so tempting for me to sit here and to see what I should be doing next.
It's seductive, it's seductive, isn't it?
Oh, my Facebook and my blog and my, I'm on LinkedIn and my tweeting and all this other stuff.
I mean, if you got 200 people on Facebook, let's just say, well, some of them are off today while you're working. A certain number of them are off today, and they're sending you little messages. Hey, Deborah, how you doing? And they don't understand why you're not getting back with them.
Well, and it's
you're not off
today.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. But the thing is, Jim, is you know what? Just last week, I had a slower week, okay? I had to only travel out of my state once. I had two jobs locally in Colorado, okay? Do you know what I made? I made myself do something that's not my favorite thing to do. People have been asking to have lunch with me, people in the business community. I don't count girlfriends because I don't have lunch with them because I don't have time during the week. I have to work. But lunch isn't my favorite thing. It usually takes 20 minutes, half an hour to drive there, then you have to park, then you have to sit there. And most people that want to have lunch with all of us, all you small business people, you're in the same boat I am, they get a paycheck whether they're at lunch for 2 hours or whether they're not.
And when you're at lunch, you're unemployed.
Exactly. So, but I penciled in three lunches last week with people who have been asking, who are important in my community, who I need to keep my visibility up there. And so I may, you know, it's not something I love to do. I don't need the calories. It's just, you know, I eat things I probably shouldn't eat. That's the same thing I'm talking about. It's face-to-face interaction. It would be so much easier to say, I'm just too busy to have lunch and sit here at my office desktop and keep going on with social media, et cetera,
and make yourself believe that you're accomplishing something by tweeting or doing Facebook all day.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not knocking social media.
Well, it's something I've said, and I'm not either. I mean, I encourage people, I tell people, you've got to be part of that universe. But I said it yesterday, I've said it, I wrote about it a year ago, and I've been talking about it ever since. Face-to-face is the original social media.
That is exactly right. And that is really my focus right now, is to say, make yourself go out, make yourself be visible, and then here are the skills to do that. Because we really, the more we sit in front of the computer, I'm not knocking it, the more we need to do it.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. What's your website, please?
DeborahFine.com, DeBraFine.com.
Check it out. The book is called The Fine Art of Small Talk. It's outstanding. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back, 23 after, a little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the newsletter, which we'll send to you every Sunday afternoon by email, which includes at least one article, usually two articles every time, lots and lots of other stuff in the newsletter. You'll get it on Sunday afternoon. And also my blog, the archives, the articles, our Brain Trust members, lots of stuff there. And the poll question also, every week, a different poll question. I hope you'll check it out and tell us what you think on our poll every week. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. That's a pretty handy little option there. Having a great visit with our good friend Deborah Fine, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah, we're talking about face-to-face in coordination, in conjunction, in augmenting, supporting, in being compatible with social media.
Exactly. So that
it's not either or, it's both and.
Say that one more time, Jim.
It's not either or, it's both and.
That's right. And so what I suggest to people who find themselves not getting out face-to-face enough, either because they're swamped and overwhelmed by social media and everything else, and or because they really are avoiding it. Let's face it, a lot of us avoid going to a networking event because we won't know anybody, right? Or we don't make the most of it. What I suggest is you turn it into a task. Most of us, especially small business owners, are great at tasks. we have lists, or we make, you know, we have projects and all that. So turn it into a task. Do like, as I was talking about having those lunches last week, okay, block off this many meetings of the chamber. Look through your calendar, block off a couple evenings, a couple lunches, whatever works best in your world. Block them off your calendar. Sign up for them now. Don't wait and see how the week is going, because it won't go well.
And I'll tell you something else to do. Find a committee. The chamber belongs to you. You don't. The chamber doesn't owe you anything. You make the chamber what it is. Sign up for a committee, and even if it is there, some of them are small. They only meet for a short period of time for a specific project. Find a committee to work on. Those are great networking opportunities.
You know, that is such good advice, Tim. I couldn't agree more. You get to know a select group of people. Now, if you really want to get out
but
there,
but those people you meet are leaders.
They're leaders, and you can you really get to know them, and you'll take it one step at a time, and you'll be a part of something. Because you're right, if you just join and you don't become part of a committee, then you will never raise your visibility, nor will you feel connected to the chamber or any other organization.
If you go to the networking event, people will meet you. Oh, you seem like a nice guy. If you work in a committee with someone, they will get to know your worth ethic, your ethics, your character, your intelligence, your whatever they you demonstrate at that time, and talk about a referral. If they can say, "Yeah, I worked with him on a committee; he was rock solid."
Exactly, and
that's the kind of referral you want.
To piggyback that one more level is to if you don't think you have the personality for this, if you're not like Jim, everybody, Mr. Outgoing, Mr. you know, vivacious and all that. But you'd be surprised. You put yourself in an ambassadorial role on behalf of the chamber or any other organization where you're the ambassador, where you get to go meet with new members and tell them about the chamber. That is the ideal role
right.
to be in, because
that's a good
idea. Will meet face-to-face. And you don't have to be like Jim, everybody. You don't. It would be nice if we could be, but we don't. Just it's just like
God help us.
You're representing the chamber. You don't. And it's a less overwhelming than walking into a room of 200
right.
people, unless that's your thing.
One of the
and
things I want to point out, though, Deborah.
Yeah.
Contrary to popular belief, I am not an extrovert.
Really?
No, I am not an extrovert.
When
I go into a room like a networking event, I actually am not comfortable working the group. The people, the experts call me an ambivert. I'm kind of an introvert who likes to become a chameleon, and I don't work the room like that. But here's the point. Here's what I've learned.
What do you do, Jim?
Here's what I've learned about me. Every time I am going to go somewhere that I don't want to go because I'm thinking, I'm tired, I don't feel like it, or if I'm going on a trip where I'm not speaking and it's just something I've got to go do, I am reluctant to go. But here's what I've learned over the time. The thing that makes me have a better attitude about going to those places is because every time I go somewhere like that, something good happens for my business.
Right.
Every time I go, I meet somebody or something good happens. It never fails.
Well, I believe that. You know what my motto is, Jim, and it's on all my stuff and on my website, is every conversation is an opportunity for success.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to have a real – now, a conversation on Facebook is not the same thing to me as
right.
what you and I are doing right,
right
now. This is a real conversation. And every time you put yourself in a position to have a real connected conversation with someone, it's an opportunity for success, whether it be for your business or somebody else's business. But it brings you closer together and builds that network and that visibility that we're all looking for with our small businesses.
And there's one other thing that we got to stick in here, Deborah, and I know
okay.
you subscribe to this, and that is, folks, if you go to these events wondering, what can I do to give back? How can I help someone else? If you'll do that first, I'll remind you of what Ivan Meisner has taught us. Givers gain. Don't go to these networking events saying, how much business can I come away with? How many cards can I give out? As you said earlier, Deborah, go with the attitude, meet people, I'm going to build relationships, and I don't care what happens, whether if I help somebody else first or if they help me first.
That's what it's all about. I mean, when you can walk into that room a year from now, and you look around, and there were people that used to be a stranger are now your business friends.
Yep.
Then you can pat yourself on the back because you've made a huge accomplishment.
Absolutely.
And that's why I liked your article, the blog you posted, Jim, is because a lot of people join a lot of organizations thinking they'll
right.
get a lot of visibility. And I don't buy into that either. You and I were talking
yep.
during the break. We're both Rotarians. That's where I've devoted my energy. Because
Deborah, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time.
Oh, DeborahFine.com, DeborahFine. Thank you, Jim.
Fine
Great
Artist
to talk
Small
to you.
Talk is the book. Hey, Deborah, thanks for being here. Good job today.
As usual.
See you next time. Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.